This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Smart TV. My name is Kellyanne Taylor and I am joined by our resident columnist and excellent co-host, Caroline Frost.
Hello, charmed as usual.
As always. We've got a really good, joyous week of television.
Oh, for sure.
It's a lot of factual and entertainment rather than drama, which mixes things up, I think.
And quite unusual for me, I'll wager.
Let's kick off with, what have you got up your sleeve?
Well, it's ABBA night. Voulez-vous like to watch some ABBA? Because you can on Saturday in spades. We kick off at 8:35, BBC Two. This is all about the celebration of the 50th anniversary of ABBA winning at Eurovision with Waterloo in Brighton in 1974. Hurrah! My column in next week's mag is dedicated to all things ABBA, as is a huge stonking feature. But if you can't wait for that piece of joy, do tune in. We've got more ABBA at the BBC. This is very much recognising the fact that we've had plenty of ABBA at the BBC. And the original documentary is also available on the iPlayer, but they have more ABBA at the BBC. And they dig out some unearthed hits that perhaps are less familiar. Also, there's a documentary exploring when ABBA came to Britain and exactly how their love affair with us and vice versa began. I mean, it really was the UK that took ABBA to its hearts in arguably a way that Sweden had not. So it really does dig into that. And there are lots of people who are still around who remember bumping into them at radio stations, at TV stations in Birmingham, where they played their first ever UK concert. It's a real joy. And you can tell the love that all these fans still have and how they really enjoy being part of ABBA's history just emanates from the screen. And I think we've got another ABBA documentary, just in case we need one, The Joy of ABBA plus ABBA in Switzerland, their first ever European special. So I think we can say that the BBC has thrown the Swedish, possibly IKEA, kitchen sink at this celebration, but fittingly so.
Well, that does sound like a real treat. Have you been to ABBA Voyage?
Of course.
I was going to say, if you haven't, you're missing a treat.
I had problems with it. I loved it.
Tell me.
On an emotional level, I loved it. Great night out. On an intellectual level, I had problems with it, with the AI, with the avatar aspect of it, with the fact that they're reproducing music. They're not pretending to be live, I know, but the fact that in theory they've opened the doors to people being able to reproduce themselves all over the world. Yes, that means access. Yes, that's great for singers like Elvis, Tupac, Whitney, all people gone by a way of experiencing them. It doesn't feel real to me, and I had a really discomforting feeling the whole evening I was there, while loving it on a purely musical and visual level. So yes, all to be discussed. I think I'm in the minority, but I you know me, I stand by my strong niche opinions.
I'll die by this hill.
I will.
That's really interesting. Can I just ask on that, did you feel as though the performance was real? Does it give the air of they are real people, or is it very much this is AI and that is it's hologram of?
You know what? It is critic proof because it's the songs that everybody in that arena loves. It's them captured in 1979 at their absolute peak. They're most glamorous, they're most musically successful. So it has everything you would need. You don't really stop to scrutinize too forensically. Of course, they look like a sort of immersive video game dedicated to all things ABBA, and you dance along and everyone's singing along. I was the only one singing for one particular song, quite unusual, but I wouldn't say it stands up to any great real scrutiny, but nor does it need to.
Okay. Now tell me, where can I find more joy?
More joy comes the following night, in case you haven't had enough. So clearly the BBC has realised this is a big old hook of an event, and they are using the fact that ABBA won Eurovision in 1974 to dedicate Sunday night BBC 4 to Eurovision night. This is being hosted by Hannah Waddingham, last year's Woman of the Year, who hosted and, I say, stole Eurovision when it was taking place in Liverpool, this time almost a year ago. And it talks about the fact that Olivia Newton-John, who was a bright new thing, was the UK entry, was expected to do well, and Italy were, in fact, the big favourite. So there's a lot of stiff commentary that we don't get these days. People singing in dinner jackets, Katie Boyle hosting, and then, just in case you haven't had enough joy, Eurovision at 60, Eurovision at 60, the documentary from 2015 follows that. So I think this is the weekend, if you're like me and you just love all of these things, anything with a glitter ball and a glitter suit, this is your weekend to stay in and tune in.
Amazing. Well, and also it sounds like a good old party from your sofa, which sounds lovely.
For sure. I've got people coming to dinner, but they're not going to get much conversation out of me, I've decided.
The best way to spend an evening. I have something less glittery, less joyful, but an interesting watch. This is Meet the Roman Emperor with Mary Beard, Monday, 9 p.m, BBC Two. Sorry, this woman can do no wrong, in my opinion. I think she is peerless, and she's just this absolute font of knowledge, and that really comes through. It's a one-off, and you do think when you're watching it in times gone by, would this have been a 3-4 parter? And it's left me thinking, what is the state of these kind of documentaries? But there's still lots to unpick. It very much focuses on the personality of ancient Rome's rulers and the systems of power that they attempted to maintain. It's so interesting to...
Does it have modern day relevance?
You know exactly where I was going with that one. Lots of really fun anecdotes. Really nice to see, kind of lift the lid and peer into all of these stories. My personal favourite was Domitian, became obsessed with covering his palace in mirrors to see his enemies. And I thought it was a nice little learning about how absolute power, no matter what period of time you're in, always seems to be underpinned by paranoia.
And a mirror. So in Desert Island Disc, Simon Cowell famously, asked for his one possession that he'd like to take with him, you know, they can take like a toilet roll or a violin, he asked for a mirror. That's all I'm saying.
That's just silence, what you can hear there.
Thank you.
Who on earth? Well, anyway, if you would like far more interesting than Simon Cowell's mirror, I suggest Meet the Roman Emperor with Mary Beard, Monday, 9 p.m, BBC Two.
Great stuff. What else do you have?
This is such a fun programme. I love this. This is my armchair telly-watching, satiates all of my travel lusts. This is Race Across the World, BBC One, Wednesday, 9 p.m. We've got five new pairs setting off from Hokkaido, which is the northernmost island of Japan. And they are challenged to find their way across 15,000 kilometres to Lombok in Indonesia with only a map and, of course, limited cash. It's always fun to see how different people fare. They're different tactics. Some like to spend more, some like to spend less. Some of them, it's about enjoying the actual route along the way. And for others, it is very much a competition to get there as quickly as they can. When I was watching this, Caroline, I did think, How do you think we would fare in a competition like this?
The dynamic duo.
Yes.
Out on the road.
In fact, this is our application.
On manoeuvres. Well, what would we each bring? I think you would bring some joie de vivre and some general enthusiasm for the project. And I would probably be the map reader.
I've actually got a very good sense of direction.
I believe you.
Thank you. I think we should submit our application. And if you agree, you can let us know at podcast@radiotimes.com. Until then, fill us in on our drama for the week.
Yes, big drama coming from Apple TV. We know that Apple are spending the money and they've done it again. This is Franklin, the story of Benjamin Franklin, one of the most distinguished scientific and literary American figures from the colonial era. This is during the American Revolution. And he was one of the first diplomats to realise that if America were going to triumph in the American War of Independence over us little Brits, imagine, he was going to have to get some international support and aid. So Franklin tottered off to France and set about getting the French on side. And this is the series of those 8 strange years. So it's a very specific chapter in this man's very, very chartered and long and industrious life. It is Michael Douglas as Benjamin Franklin, who for me can do no wrong. So charismatic. One of the few, I think, remaining proper old school A-list vintage movie stars. And he oozes charisma from every pore. And he's ably supported by our lovely Eddie Marsan, who plays John Adams, another US president in the making as well. So I would say the double act between the pair of them is the reason to view. It's big budget. It's a little bit ponderous. I say stay with it. The first 2 episodes that I've seen, a little bit slow, very wordy, but I guess they have to explain an awful lot in one go. So bear with and let us know what you think as well. That's Franklin on Apple TV. Episodes 1 to 3 will be available from Friday.
Well, that definitely sounds like one to watch.
Okay, so what's next? Film of the week. I think that's your bag.
That's my bag. So I've got for you this week Molly's Game, BBC Two on Tuesday, 11:15 p.m. So this is the writer behind The West Wing.
Aaron Sorkin, my favourite.
Your favourite.
Do you know, I interviewed him once and we were wearing the same outfit. And I saw it as a sign.
It is a sign.
Of something.
If it makes you feel better, when I think of The West Wing, I think of you.
Oh, bless you.
Yes.
Oh, touched. Continue.
That was beautiful. Okay, so this is brought to you by Aaron Sorkin. It's his directorial debut. And it stars Jessica Chastain as this waitress slash former athlete who comes up with this ultimate hustle, which is high stakes underground poker games. And it is high drama, thrilling. She absolutely astounds.
She's stunning, isn't she?
And she has such a way about her on screen, such a presence, so much in the minutiae of her facial expressions. She has, again, I don't think she's a very tall lady, but for someone who has such like magnitude of presence on screen, I'm just floored by her at all times. I didn't think I was going to like this film, but I was blown away. And I think, again, because of that real intensity and that pace, which just keeps you going.
And Aaron's script. Aaron. Aaron to me. No. Twinned outfit.
Well, so that is Molly's Game, 11:15, BBC Two, and Radio Times gave it 5 stars.
Ooh,
so we're not alone in our praise. Talk to me about your bag.
My bag is one from the archive. If you like a little bit of Michael Douglas, and who doesn't? I'm not suggesting all of Michael Douglas. We've all seen Basic Instinct. Nobody needs that in 2024. Instead, I'm offering you The Kominsky Method, which is all available on Netflix. This is a comedy drama series from about 5 or 6 years ago. It was created by Chuck Lorre, who also masterminded The Big Bang Theory, so very much knows his stuff. And it is Michael Douglas playing a sort of washed-up, former, tantalisingly short window of stardom. And he is now a revered acting coach in Hollywood, but clearly knows, he clearly thinks he can do better than any of the actors that he is briefed with teaching. So it's Michael Douglas. And for the first 2 series, it's also Alan Arkin, who people will recognise and love as well. And I think it touches on lots of very familiar tropes. I mean, people love Hollywood, but there's an awful lot wrong with it, as we know. Mm. And it's not afraid to address those things in high comedic fashion. So thank you, Michael Douglas, for providing us with something new and something old this week.
Amazing. Well, that's all from us this week. Let us know what you're watching.
you can write into podcast@radiotimes.com. Until next week, happy viewing!